I have the distinct privilege at this point, and it doesn't always fall to me because we give Carol and other wonderful people who do the children's messages, but on the fifth Sunday, I get a chance to do it. So I'd like to invite the kids to come forward, please. What up, guys? I was thinking about the message today. I thought about like baked goods and goodies. You like cookies and cakes? Oh, man, I love that. And my mom used to make all sorts of stuff, you know? I brought some stuff with me. So you got some cake flour. She made brownies. She had like this old mill brownie recipe. Oh, I loved eating those things. And we still make them. I mean, it's just like fudge. You know, so she put sugar in it. That was some of the other ingredients. Now, they were chocolatey. I did this when I was a kid. I was probably about your age, maybe. So I get these brownies, right, and they were awesome. And then I looked, and I said, there's cocoa in that. This must be really good, because the brownies are good. Have you tried this? Don't. It is yucky. It is really yucky. I thought it would be sweet like the brownies, but it is bitter. It doesn't taste good. So, but it had to be in there, so I learned the hard way. Here's another thing that was in them that is not very good. It's kind of yucky. It really is. Baking powder. And if you eat it, it's like salty and ew. Not very good. But all those ingredients together, when they're all mixed together, they make a beautiful recipe that I love to eat. Beautiful sweets. Now here's the thing. In your lives, even at your age, you guys have things that you have to do. You have some good things. You have bad things. And your parents will tell you to do things sometimes that you don't think are very good and you don't want to do. But see, here's the thing, is that they're doing what's best for you. They're looking out for your good. And the things that they're doing for you, because God gave you those parents, is to love you and care for you. And that includes some of the yucky things. Or some of the yucky things you got to do. You clean your room. There's certain foods you got to eat. I tell you, my mom used to, she had an expression, learn to like, as she was dishing squash out on my plate. I don't think I ever learned to like it. But I learned when I was growing up that it was good for me. And there are things you're going to have to take the good with the bad. And together, that's a recipe that God uses to teach you and shape you and mold you into be wonderful people. And that's our prayer. That's your parents' prayer for you. That's God's prayer. God's actually praying for that too. So let me pray for you right now, all right? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you're working in the lives of these kids. And indeed, Lord, you are working in the lives of the parents. Lord, I thank you for that. Lord, bless them. Help us to be at peace in what you're doing in our lives. And to serve you, Lord, with that joy and gladness, with good expectation, because you are good. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks, kids. I bless you guys.